no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here to explore your faith, to meet new people, and to strengthen your personal relationship with God. Welcome to Pilgrim Church UCC on this cold winter morning and the second Sunday of Advent. We welcome everyone and we invite everyone for coffee and refreshments after the service. Do we have any announcements this morning, Alice?
I just have a quick one. I've always said before that I think this congregation is the most generous congregation I've seen before. I wasn't prepared last week to set up the Christmas food basket tree, so I came in on Monday to do it. I put 32 ornaments on the tree, and now I'm here to announce that the tree is ready, but it's only got 8 ornaments left. So you're very generous. You're doing it without even being asked. So if anyone would like to help with the Christmas food baskets, there's 8 ornaments left, so you better hurry. And everything has to be back in the church by next Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Alice. Cindy?
Hi, we just wanted to, speaking of the church fair, so we still have apple pies left in the freezer, so if you would like an apple pie for your Christmas celebration, see Lorna, see me, see Alice, that's $9 for an apple pie. We also have the little ones. If you want a variety, I think they're $5 for the little ones, so we have apple pies. What a wonderful thing for your Christmas, you know, celebration. Thanks.
Thank you, Cindy. Anyone else? Sandy?
Just a quick reminder, we are on Carol this afternoon. It is church at 3:30, and there's no dinner to supper, but if you want to call us, we'll decide if you know the people that call you home. This is a couple more times.
Thank you, Sandy. Anyone else? Any more announcements? We will probably have a crying baby here this morning. Sophia is torturing Julie right now, so hopefully she will stop crying. And if there are no more announcements, we have a dedication this morning, a very special dedication of our new Bibles. So please look at our beautiful new Bibles and listen to these words. For Bob Barber's family and friends, whose faithful generosity and dedication to God's church we celebrate and remember, and for all the saints by whom we now are surrounded as a great cloud of witnesses, we thank you, O God. O God, the source of every blessing, we now give these Bibles to you, for your ministry and mission in this place, and for all who will be touched by the witness of this community of faith, of Bob Barber's family and friends, through word and sacrament, gospel, hospitality, and Christian formation, compassionate caring, and reconciling love. We ask you to bless these Bibles and bless us, that these Bibles may be sanctified by you and sacred to us, to your glory, and for building up the body of Christ. Amen. So thank you to Bob Barber's family and friends for our beautiful new Bibles. And now, Bruce will lead us in our call to worship.
Good morning. Those of you who are able, would you please stand and join me in reading the call to worship? The reign of God is drawing near.
We are being encouraged to change our lives.
Prepare the way for the Lord.
We are being encouraged to prepare a loving and peaceful path.
Welcome one another, for Christ welcomes you.
Let us encourage and welcome one another in Christ's name. Let us worship and praise God together as one in the body of Christ.
Our opening hymn is number 103, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Would you please remain standing and join me in the prayer of invocation? Holy God, we long for your peace and trust in your promise. We hear your call to turn to you, to change and welcome you in our lives. Meet us here in this holy place. Fill our minds with your wisdom and our hearts with your peace, that our worship together may open our hearts to the challenge of your dream of wholesomeness for all. In the name of the one whose arrival we await, we pray, amen. You may be seated.
And now may I have the young and young at heart come forward. Come on, young people. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Slow, that's okay. Well, I have an easy question for you. I'm sure everyone knows the answer to this. How do we prepare for Christmas? How do we prepare? Do you know how we prepare for Christmas? What do you do with your houses, for example?
We decorate them.
Excellent. We decorate our houses.
Bake lots of food.
Okay.
Do lots of singing Christmas carols.
Okay, so we sing lots of Christmas carols. Anything else? How do we decorate our houses?
Christmas trees.
Yeah, we buy a Christmas tree. Anything else?
We buy lots of presents.
Oh, that's great. We buy presents. Bruce doesn't buy anything. Anything else? How do we prepare for Christmas? I think we basically said everything.
Buy things for the food basket or the giving tree
at
church.
Oh, very good. Yes, very good. We give gifts to people who have less. Very good. Go ahead.
To be with our families at Christmas.
Oh, that's great. Yes, we are preparing to be with our family. Very good. Well, today we will be talking about someone who said that, I want you to prepare the way to God, prepare the way of someone who is basically coming at Christmas. Who do you think that person was?
The one who's coming or the one who said prepare?
Who said prepare?
Oh, John.
John the Baptist. Exactly. Some say John the... Oh, that's great. Perfect. Then you will be building on this.
But he's not born yet.
Oh, he's not born yet. Well, you know, in our story, he's born. So, you know. So this John the Baptist, can you say John the Baptist?
John the Baptist.
That's good, good. Some translations, some Bibles say John the Baptizer. Some say John the Baptist. You know, I'm okay with either. So I think John the Baptist is easier, but, you know, whichever you prefer. So this John the Baptist also said that we need to be prepared, to be prepared for the coming or arrival of whom?
Jesus.
Jesus, very good, very good. Well, sometimes we say the Christ child, you know, at Christmas because it sounds more like Christmas, but Jesus is perfect. It's a great answer. So John said that we need to prepare our hearts for Christmas or for Jesus. How do we prepare our hearts for Christmas? Why, you said something that we are preparing to be together with our family and loved ones and stuff. What else can we do?
Getting things for people who don't have as much as
yes,
us.
Yes, very
instead
good.
Instead of ourselves.
Go ahead.
Instead of ourselves all the time.
Yes, thinking about other people. What else can we do to prepare our hearts?
Probably go to church.
Go to church. That's my point. Very good. And you're right here, so yes.
Or go Christmas caroling.
Very good. Very good. What can we do in church?
To help other people in need.
Yes, help people in need. And what else do we do in church?
Pray.
We pray, we listen to stories about, well, Daddy can say too. We pray, we listen to stories about Jesus. What else do we do? What
meditate, do? Not in church, but in preparation for the season.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
sing.
Anything?
Sing.
Sings. We will sing, you know, not carols. We will sing carols later, but we are singing, you know, Advent songs. Do you know what Advent means? Well, don't worry if you don't. Most people don't, so don't worry about it. But Cindy knows, I bet.
I do. Waiting?
The arrival of the Christ child. Yes, waiting. Yeah, we're waiting and watching for who?
Jesus.
For Jesus. That's the answer. Very good. So we are waiting for Jesus. We are preparing our hearts, just like John the Baptist or John the Baptizer told us. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No.
No? Okay. So we are preparing our hearts, and we're preparing for Christmas, outside and inside. And if you want, we can say a prayer, because we talked about everything. You did a beautiful job. So we are waiting for whom?
Jesus,
that's your answer. Perfect. Let us pray. Loving God, help us to prepare our hearts for the arrival of Jesus. Very good, thank you. And young people, you may either stay here or go to care camp. And the congregation will sing soon and very soon.
I'm not prepared for this. I guess it's the lighting of the Advent candle. So, Advent to peace. We are people who seek peace. We know that God has told us to turn our weapons of war into instruments of peace that benefit all humanity. In the name of the child who was born long ago to become the Prince of Peace, We now light the first candle on the Advent wreath, the candle of peace. You may be seated. The first scripture reading is Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure this day of coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord as in days gone by, as in former years. Thus ends this reading. The second scripture reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 68 through 79. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the path of peace. Thus ends these readings. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Thank you, John and choir. That was beautiful. Our third reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There once was a king who offered a prize to the artist who created the most peaceful painting. Many artists tried. The king looked at a huge collection of art. At the end, he had to decide between two really different paintings. One depicted a calm lake. The lake was a perfect mirror of towering mountains. Overhead was a blue sky with perfect fluffy white clouds. All who saw this painting thought that it was a magnificent representation of peace. The other painting had mountains too, but these were rugged and bare. Above was an angry sky from which rain fell and lightning shook the landscape. Down the side of the mountain tumbled a foaming waterfall, which thrashed the water onto the rocks. The scene did not look peaceful at all. But when the king looked at it closely, he saw behind the waterfall a tiny bush growing in the midst of all this chaos. In the bush, a mother bird had built her nest. There, in the middle of the rush of angry water, sat the mother bird on her nest in perfect peace. The king thought about it for a moment and chose the second painting. When the people in his court asked him why he chose the second one, the king explained, "Peace is not a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. True peace means to be in the midst of all those things and still be calm in your heart." Earlier today, when we lit the second candle on our Advent wreath, we meditated on the meaning of peace, and we prayed for world peace. I chose this story about the king who wanted a peaceful painting because it reminds me of this season. As we get closer to Christmas, Advent gets busier and busier. Just look at the traffic at the mall. It's time to send out cards, buy gifts, and plan holiday meals. We have to buy a perfect-looking Christmas tree and decorate it with more lights than our neighbor. We find ourselves competing unnecessarily in a whirlwind of tasks that never end. At this busy time, God's presence can calm us. The most wonderful gift in the midst of this busyness is God's peace. Even when we shop or get stuck in traffic jams, when we have to wait in long lines or are simply frustrated with the crowd at the grocery store, God's peace can fill our hearts. Under any and all conditions, we can have peace. Our faith grants us a serenity that makes this life with all its noises sweet. If we look at our world, we can usually see the opposite of peace. The news is filled with wars, terrorism, and murders. When we drive on the highway, we experience the opposite of peace. Some people are scaring us by driving while texting. Some people are trying to drive faster than everyone else, endangering others. But wouldn't it be wonderful if in the most stressful moments, we remember to focus on God, pray, and regain our peace of mind. Just like the little bird in our story who found peace among chaos, we can also find peace in God. Peace is our natural state. It is what we were before the world taught us to be stressed out. Babies are not stressed out about anything, although they do cry sometimes. And Advent preparation is the expectation that peace is coming into our world. The Prince of Peace, Jesus, is being called out of the wilderness by John the Baptist. And our souls need to prepare the way of the Lord. This was John the Baptist's message, and I quote, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low." When I contemplated on our text, I remembered how our family prepared the way for Sophia, my daughter. Pilgrim Church generously bought so many things even before Sophia was born that I knew she would have everything she needed. But we were inexperienced parents, we still are. We didn't really know what she needed. We didn't know what we needed to buy. When she arrived a month early, we entered boot camp and it was sink or swim. So we did the doggy paddle. We realized how hard it is for new parents. We were not ready. We still needed to put cribs together and had to put car seats in our car and truck. And thank God Tom knows how to put car seats in cars. Otherwise, I think we still won't have car seats in our cars for babies because Tanker didn't know how to put the car seat in. So we struggled to put all these things together and get ready because Sophia wanted to be here early. So there were many valleys that needed to be filled and mountains that needed to be made low. However, with God's grace, Sophia arrived safely, and now she's 10 months old, and very cranky and crying and teething and all that stuff, but it's full of joy. We all have valleys that need to be filled and mountains that need to be made low, even if you don't have babies. Sometimes we say that we have a low point in our lives. We are sad or depressed. Sometimes even during the holidays, often the first Christmas is the hardest time for someone who has just lost a close loved one. These are the times when we need God's presence the most. This is when God's love can embrace us, even in our deepest sorrow. When we realize God's presence in our lives and come to church to strengthen that bond, the valleys of sadness can be filled with peace, the valleys of loss with love. We can prepare our hearts by simply opening them wide to the work of the Holy Spirit. At this time of the year, we also feel overwhelmed. I feel like that all the time. When I think about all the things that I need to finish, send out, and do before Christmas, I feel like a mountain pushes down on my chest. I feel overwhelmed because I want everyone in my life to be happy and satisfied. But if I close my eyes for a moment and focus on God's presence, that worry-built mountain disappears, because with God and for God, everything's possible. The peace of God can fill our souls even when we are going through the valley of the shadow of death. Valleys and mountains are nothing to God. Life and death are all in God's hands. God doesn't live within the limitations of this physical world. God is eternal and ever-present. If we recognize God's presence in our lives, miracles happen. So when you hear the words, "Every valley shall be filled and every mountain and hill shall be made low," think about the valleys in your lives that need God's holy presence. Think about the problems, illnesses, or other worries that stand like mountains before you. And if you feel stuck on your journey because of a mountain of problems, bring them to God. In return, you will receive an immeasurable, spacious peace that will fill you in the moments when you need it the most. In our gospel text, we hear about John the Baptist, son of Zechariah, who is called to prepare the ministry of Jesus. When I heard about him in other biblical texts, I just jokingly called him John the Wild. He lived in the desert, he ate funny things, locusts and stuff like that, like a survivor type of person. His lifestyle just sounds a bit too wild to me. He was also pretty brave to tell everyone about God's ways and God's truth. Well, that cost his head, but still he was a brave man. He was a true New Testament prophet who can sound scary sometimes. However, if we look at today's text, toward the end of our reading, we see that he also proclaimed something hopeful and beautiful. From the Isaiah text, we hear that all flesh shall see the salvation of God. All flesh shall see the salvation of God. God wants everyone to live lives full of hope and peace. God wants everyone to see salvation. This time of watching and waiting is also preparation for that salvation. The Christ child will be born in our hearts, born again or born for the first time, bringing peace, salvation, and happiness. I know how much happiness a little baby can bring into your life. Imagine that on a much larger scale. God's baby, Jesus Christ, can fill our hearts with all the things that we need. So if you are worried, the Christ child can calm your heart. If you're sad, Christ can fill your heart with joy. If you have lost a loved one, God can send you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and the church family that cares about you. If you're stressed, God can bless you with a peace that passes all understanding. What do we need to do in this moment to prepare our hearts for the arrival of the Christ child? Nothing. Literally nothing. You just need to sit in a quiet and calm place like this beautiful sanctuary and open your hearts before God. You can do it with words or without words. Just let God's love enfold you. And God's peace that passes all understanding will light that second Advent candle in your heart too. And what we all need in this busy time, and our world needs desperately all the time, we will experience it in God's presence. Peace. Amen. Our next hymn this morning is hymn number 104, Comfort, Comfort, Ye My People. Please stand if you're able. Let us pray. God of peace and justice, we long for a time when people will love and understand each other. We ask for your Holy Spirit to change our hearts right here and right now. Fill us with your peace that passes all understanding. Change us so that we can go out into the world and spread that peace. Heal us so that we may bring peace and healing wherever we go. Fill us with your love so that we can go out and truly love your children. God of mercy, listen to our prayers as we intercede for those who are suffering. We pray for the lonely and the sick. We pray for all who need your special care today. And now we pray for those on Pilgrim's Prayer List. We pray for Mary, Irene, Nancy, Norm, Jack, Noah, Dan, Pauline, and we pray for the people in the military. We also say special prayers for Bob Barber's family and friends who donated our new Bibles, prayers for Vivian's family and friends, and we celebrate with Tom's family who is back safely home. Holy and loving God, bring your peace into our world this Advent. And now as we slow down for a moment in silent prayer, fill all of us with your shalom. And now pray with me the words Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the gloom and the glory and the glory forever. Amen. And now prepare the way of the Lord and give as you prepared in your hearts. And now our ushers will collect our morning tithes and offerings. Thank you. And now let us say together our prayer of dedication. We delight in your love and salvation, O God, for there can be no greater gifts than these. We will gladly serve you in holiness and righteousness. We offer ourselves. We offer all that you have provided us. May it be used to bring your light and peace to those who dwell in darkness. Prepare us and complete us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is hymn number 391, Be Thou My Vision. Now prepare the way. We will shine God's light wherever we walk. Prepare the way. We will bring God's compassion wherever we go. Prepare the way. We will live God's love with every step we take. We go with God. Amen.